Well, this is a very important week for the CBM charity. It's their Light Up Lives campaign, but most importantly, it's their live week when we actually get to see firsthand exactly how your money gets spent. I'm joined on the line again by Rosie Jack. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, good morning.
Now, when we spoke on Monday, you introduced us to Paul, but there are actually two stories that you're following this week, aren't there? Tell us about Mary.
Yeah, absolutely. There are two patients who were having surgery at Norton Eye Unit in Zimbabwe, our partner this week, who have really kindly agreed to let us share in this amazing week for them. So as well as Paul, there's Mary, who's a grandmother who lives normally with two of her grandchildren, because sadly both of their parents have died. And she lives with them most of the time, and she takes in laundry, or has taken in laundry, to earn enough money to pay for their school fees and to really support these two grandchildren. But then when she lost her sight to cataracts, and for her it's been a few months since she's not been able to see, she stopped being able to see. And actually, because she lives with these two grandsons and she needed help with things like washing, she couldn't get to the toilet herself, she couldn't even stay, you know, it just wasn't working, she couldn't stay at home looking after them. So her two grandsons have had to go and live with another relative. Her sister-in-law came to pick her up and to take her to live with her, so that she's, because she needs someone with her all the time. She needs somebody to help her go to the loo, she needs someone to prepare her food for her, or she did. But actually, so yesterday Mary had her surgery at Norton Eye Unit, and they have removed one of the cataracts in one of her eyes. And yeah, so far the signs are looking very good.
So are the bandages off?
So just this morning, we've just heard that they have taken the bandage off. And yes, so just even before the patch came off this morning, she was starting to celebrate, because obviously she could just start to see the light coming through. She could start to see things in front of her. And really her first thoughts were for her grandchildren. So she was there, you know, really celebrating and saying, this means that I'm going to be able to pay my grandchildren's school fees again. This means I'm going to be able to live with them again and look after them again.
Life changing. Now, when people listening will go, oh, yes, I know, it is such a thing, isn't it? School fees. We're not talking about the choice between a private education and a state education here, are we? In Zimbabwe, you want to be educated, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that it's so hard for me sometimes to get my head around, that, you know, that actually it's these people who are living in poverty who are still having to pay for things that we just take for granted, like access to medical treatment, like being able to keep your children in school. And there is some, in theory, free education, primary level, at least in Zimbabwe, but really people have to pay for books, they have to pay for pencils, they have to pay often school fees, even in government schools. So yeah, absolutely. This is about them staying in school or not going to school.
So by changing one person's life, we're actually, in this case, we've got two more reliant on that. Their whole futures hang on this cataract operation being a success. It's ridiculous, isn't it? So it's such an easy operation, such a cheap operation, yet it's actually going to affect three people's lives and wider than that. How's Paul doing? Because Paul, the last time we spoke, he was on his way to the hospital.
Yep. So Paul also had his had a surgery yesterday, and yeah, also this morning that bandage came off his eye, and he could see his son's face. So his son's come with him to the hospital to guide him in, and so yeah, literally we've just been getting through these pictures this morning. We've got some video just uploading from the hospital now, so that we can start to show people, you know, the amazing transformation for these people. Because like you say, it's an operation that can take 15 minutes. It can cost as little as £24.
You spend more on that down the pub. Honestly, you
know,
spend more on
amazing.
That down the pub.
Yeah. And those things. And yet this is a condition that causes half of all the world's blindness caused by cataracts. You know, there are thousands of people living needlessly blind with cataracts in Zimbabwe alone. And yet they just can't get there aren't enough eye hospitals, there aren't enough hospitals delivering these treatments. There aren't enough trained professionals who can do it. There aren't the surgeons or the ophthalmic nurses to do that. And where those services are there, they're just too far away from many people. So people who live in rural areas, they just can't travel to the hospitals. Even just, you know, it means that a family member's got to take time off work. So Paul's son has had to come away from his work as a miner to take his dad to the hospital, while his wife can stay at home and look after the granddaughter. So, you know, it's a huge impact. So what we need to do at CBM, what the Light at Lives appeal is all about, is about making cataract surgery more available to more people nearer where they live. Because it's, you know, it's been an amazing day for Paul and Mary, but actually there are so many more people who still need cataract surgery, and they need to be able to see again, and they are living needlessly blind.
And we know that Zimbabwe has had its troubles. Over the years, it's really struggled, and it's a country that so many times is sort of described as on its knees. It can't help if half, you know, if so many people, or so many people within the population, are unable to contribute, are unable to move their own country forward. So if you kind of fix this, you're helping to fix the country, aren't you?
Absolutely. And the things that I see from Zimbabwe are, you know, the amazing doctors and nurses, the Zimbabwean team at Norton Eye Unit, the outreach workers, the health workers there, you know, and the people that we meet with sight conditions who are, you know, they're not different from us. Their parents, their grandparents, sure. Just trying to raise their families, working hard, often working so hard, you know, just like life can be such a struggle, but they are absolutely doing all they can to raise their families in the best way they can, do better for their children than they've had themselves. And so, you know, that's what we see. We know that we can work with those doctors and nurses, those partners, to make a real difference to people's lives.
Right, so the Light Up Lives campaign is still underway. It runs until when?
Until the 20th of May. So any donations to the Light Up Lives appeal before the 20th of May or on the 20th of May will be doubled by the UK government. So, you know, one cataract surgery can cost just £24. So if someone donates £12, then that can be doubled to £24. That's one cataract surgery. Or if you can donate £24, that becomes £48, and you can do both eyes.
You can just really make such a change, can't you? It's wonderful. So these videos are uploaded to the lightuplives.net website. Is that where people also go to do the donations?
Lightuplives.net. You can see the updates from the appeal. You can see the videos when they come through. Because Zimbabwe internet connection is, you know, it's amazing that you can still upload things from anywhere, but it can take a while. We're just waiting for those films to come through now. You can see those at lightuplives.net. But also, you can make a donation there. And yeah, every pound will have twice the impact.
Fantastic. Rosie, it's always good to chat. I'm so pleased it's going well and that two people's lives in Zimbabwe have already been changed. This is fantastic news. We'll catch up on Friday for the end of your live week, but we'll let you get back to battling with internet connections. Rosie Jack from CBM, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.